Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I've come to close my bank account. I received an email informing me that the bank is going to start charging a monthly maintenance fee, and I'd rather keep my money in an account with no fee.
Yes, that's our new policy. Are you aware, though, that we'll waive the fee if you maintain a minimum balance of $500?
Okay, that shouldn't be a problem. Where can I find a printed copy of the policy?
I can print one out for you right now.
Number 32. What does the man want to do at the bank? Number 33. What new policy are the speakers discussing? Number 34. What will the woman do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Bianca. It's Matthew. I'm here at Mariano's East for Lauren's surprise retirement dinner, but nobody else is here.
Hi, Matthew. We're here at Mariano's West on 10th Avenue. We've been wondering where you are.
Oh, no. I went to the wrong place, but I'll be there soon. I just realized I left the gift I bought for her at the office, so I can stop and pick it up on the way.
Number 35. What event is taking place? Number 36. What problem does the man have? Number 37. Why will the man go to his office? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Fritz, Kelfern Limited just called. They received the fabric for their new line of sofas. They ordered brown, but received the green sofa fabric instead.
Let me check our records. Looks like the product code was entered wrong when the order was processed. It's our fault.
Okay, I'll call them right away to apologize and tell them to return the order. We'll get a new shipment out as soon as possible, and I'll offer them a 20% discount for the inconvenience.
Number 38. What type of business is Kelfern Limited? Number 39. According to the man, what was the cause of a problem? Number 40. What will the woman offer Kelfern Limited? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Pauline, have you thought about where we should park our food truck for business next weekend?
I was thinking Schiller Park would be a good location. A neighborhood festival is being held there on Saturday. I'm sure a lot of people going to the festival will want to buy our fried noodles and dumplings.
That's a good idea, but I'm worried about having the proper permit to sell food there. Does the one we already have cover that?
It does. I already checked on that.
Number 41. What industry do the speakers work in? Number 42. According to the woman, What event will be held on Saturday? Number 43. What is the man concerned about? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm interested in having an antique looked at to determine its value, and I heard your shop provides free appraisals. Are you available for one now?
Yes. What do you have?
It's this picture frame. I want to put it up for sale at an auction next month, and I need some help deciding on the starting bid.
I see. This frame is nicely crafted and should sell for quite a lot. There's some damage on it here that decreases the value, but that can easily be fixed. I'll give you a list of local people who do this kind of restoration.
Number 44. Who most likely is the woman? Number 45. What does the man say he plans to do with an item? Number 46. What will the woman give the man? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Nalini, another patient missed an appointment today. A lot of our patients have been forgetting about their scheduled slots lately, even though we call the week before to remind them.
Yes, I've noticed that this is becoming a problem. But we have so many patients that we don't have enough time to make more frequent calls.
We should seriously consider automated appointment reminders. There are lots of software programs that do it.
That's a great idea. But let's make sure we invest in a good one. I know many offices already use them. I'll ask for some recommendations now.
Number 47. What problem are the speakers discussing? Number 48. What does the man suggest doing? Number 49. What does the woman say she will do next? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Welcome. How can I help you?
Hi. We own a small commercial fishing company in the area.
A friend of ours referred us to you. You see, one of our boat's anchor engines isn't retracting the chain completely.
And we have to finish pulling it in manually.
We might need to send your boat to a dry dock to make that kind of repair.
Okay, but this is our peak season. We really need to have the engine fixed as quickly as possible.
The marina posts its dry dock availability on its website. Let's see how soon they can fit you in.
Number 50. What industry do the men work in? Number 51. What problem are the speakers discussing? Number 52. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Lewis. Are you excited to go to the annual conference?
Yes. I'm looking forward to learning about any new software that we could use to develop our smart kitchen appliances. I just wish I could get there earlier so I'd have time to explore the city.
Well, there are no presentations in the evenings.
That's a good point. I should see how late museums are open.
Don't forget to keep all your receipts. I use an app to help me manage mine. It makes getting reimbursed a lot easier.
Number 53. Why is the man going to a conference? Number 54. Why does the woman say,
"There are no presentations in the evenings"?
Number 55. What does the woman remind the man to do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Thanks for having this meeting with us, Maxime. As you know, we want to increase the monitoring of wildlife movement in our park.
You mentioned that you have some cameras already installed, correct?
We have some motion detection cameras to capture movement in some areas, but we'd like to track wildlife at a greater distance. Motion detector cameras don't really work for that.
You'd need to buy continuous recording cameras for that. You'll probably get some great videos.
And actually, we could post those online. That would be great publicity for the park.
Yes, that would be another advantage of installing the cameras.
Number 56. Where do the women work? Number 57. What will the women most likely purchase from the man? Number 58. What advantage do the women mention? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
I spoke to Representative Kimura from the City Council today. He's joining us in the studio on Tuesday so we can interview him about the City Council's budget plans.
Great. Our listeners always appreciate those interviews. I already have a list of questions to ask him. By the way, do you have time to listen to the recordings of last week's shows and compare them to the transcripts? Make any changes that need to be made? I'd like to post them to the website tomorrow.
Doesn't the voice recognition software generate the transcripts?
Yes, but the program isn't completely accurate.
Number 59. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 60. What will the woman do on Tuesday? Number 61. What does the woman mean when she says,
"But the program isn't completely accurate"?
Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and product list.
Hi, Marcos. Are you available to review this media release? I'd like another opinion.
Sure, I'll take a look. Is this the announcement about the outdoor lights?
Yes. The company wants us to write a release about its most successful landscaping light products of the year, solar-powered outdoor lights.
That's interesting. They've outsold all the other kinds, including wired landscaping lights. I think consumers like how easy the lights are to install. They don't require any special tools or knowledge to set up.
Number 62. What is the woman preparing? Number 63. Look at the graphic. According to the woman, which is the most successful model? Number 64. What does the man think consumers like about a product? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and item types.
Thank you for meeting with me at your studio. I've just been commissioned to decorate a hotel lobby, and I think a pair of your large floor vases will look great there, especially on each side of the front desk.
Sure, Mr. Kwan. We have a few designs available right now. The most popular one is this tall vase with a wide opening in the middle.
That looks great, but I think I'll go with the one with the handles on both sides. It'll match the classic style of the lobby nicely.
Wonderful. Great choice. Let me check with an associate about when we can deliver the vases to you.
Number 65. What has the man been hired to decorate? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which item does the man choose? Number 67. What will the woman talk to a colleague about? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
I heard you offer tours of the city. I'm a travel agent, and I like to try out different tour companies before recommending them to my clients. How long do your tours last?
They generally take between 1 and 2 hours. The Riverside tour is our most popular. It's 1.5 hours long.
I think I'd prefer to take a shorter one right now.
Okay. And would you like to rent a headset? That way, you can listen to the recorded information on your bus tour.
That's a good option.
Number 68. Why is the man interested in taking a tour? Number 69. Look at the graphic. What time does the most popular tour begin? Number 70. What will the man most likely do?